Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to the Office ASMR, a Sleepy Time podcast. And you wouldn't be able to tell this is a new episode because I literally do that intro every single time. But I'm a man of consistency, and consistency you shall receive. Which plays into what my goal is here, is to help people fall asleep using the warm blanket of an amazing cultural touchstone that I love. And I'm clearly you love too, because you're listening to a man narrate a television show, which, hey, I mean, that's what we're here for. Tonight we are on season 2, episode 21. Yes, episode 21, Conflict Resolution. And I feel like I keep saying this on all these episodes. This is an iconic one, because in this episode, we have an iconic Jim and Dwight scene coming up. But let's not dive into that. I want to thank everybody so much for the kind words. I noticed a couple of new 5-star reviews come into the iTunes store where there were requests for more frequent uploads. Definitely hear you there. I really appreciate that. And I'll see if I can increase that, because I'm really loving revisiting the show in this format. I'm noticing things in the show that are totally new to me. And so this has become, you know, one of the little gems and highlights of the things that I'm working on. So really appreciate those reviews. Definitely helps to, you know, spread the show a little bit and give me some positive reinforcement on the things that I'm doing. If you want to leave a 1-star review, you should just stop and don't leave any review. Somebody left a 1-star review and it hurt my feelings. So not that he'll ever hear this, because he said I was boring and awful. So I promise I'm not that fragile. I've been making content on the internet for 10 years. I really do not care. But 5-star reviews definitely help something in the podcast world. And I've already talked about myself too much, because this is a show about rest and conflict resolution. Let's just get into the details of the episode here. This is episode 21, and it aired on May 4th, 2006. So, wow. It is crazy, some of these dates. Because I remember, like, I literally watched the show as it was live on NBC. I used to tune in, because at first it was on, like, a random night. I never really knew the night, because I just DVR'd it. But then they moved it to, like, the major Thursday night comedy block on NBC, which, especially in 2006, that was an institution. That was the institution that Seinfeld built, really. But it was directed by Charles McDougall and written by Greg Daniels. So we're going to get into the episode here. Thank you for my preamble. Let's make sure our sleep timers are set. I did notice, you know, the sleep timer functionality in the apps is getting much better. I really like that in Overcast, they added the sleep timer you can now set for end of episode as a nice one. You know, I'm typically a 25-minute person, 25 minutes and I'm asleep. I also, fun fact, before I hit play here on the episode, I wear a sleep tracker, right? And I started to track the nights that I fell asleep to a podcast versus the nights that I just didn't listen to anything while I was falling asleep. And there is a slightly increased, I fall asleep slightly faster, and I seem to get a slightly higher quality of sleep when normalized across all of the nights. So if you want to justify this to yourself at all, then you're probably sleeping better. And I will take a minor amount of credit for that. So let's get into the episode here before I start talking about my reviews anymore. Conflict resolution. We start off with Angela standing at the copy machine, and Kevin is asking if Pam has found a band for the wedding. Because Kevin says, "Hey, I'm in a band and we rock." Jim explaining that, you know, they both have to hear each other plan each other's social lives, and that it really doesn't bother Jim. But there's a scene where, you know, Phyllis and Pam are talking about the wedding, in the middle of the office, and Jim just kind of turns around and heads out. It's also an awkward moment because Kelly and Angela realize that they did not get to save the date. Although apparently Phyllis has. And Pam's justification is she doesn't want anybody at her wedding that has called her a hussy. And I think we're led to believe that that was Miss Angela Martin. That was a relatively quick cold open. Short and sweet. So now we're looking at Jenna Fischer, BJ Novak, all the names, the actors coming up in the title. Oh, I forgot to look up the instrument again. I swear I'll look it up. I'll look it up eventually. So now we have Michael very happily talking about his haircut. Fantastic Sam's for his ID photos. Now we have Phyllis getting hers. She's very heavily makeuped, like in a way that she is usually not. And Dwight says, "What is on your face?" And she gets up and leaves. Dwight is now explaining that security, you know, they're getting new ID badges, and security in the office is a joke because he put his spud gun in his gym bag and kept it at his desk. And he says, "Can you imagine if I was deranged?" And now we have Michael and Ryan hanging out in his office. Michael comparing ties, making it. Ryan's clearly uncomfortable that Michael is touching his tie. He escapes out to his desk while Michael goes into the conference room because he hears Oscar and Toby shouting in the conference room. And that's a good detail. Toby even says, you know, usually we would use the break room, but they're taking pictures back there, so they're using the conference room. And Toby just wants to let them vent a little bit. And Toby explains to Michael that all he does is listen and try and help with some conflict resolution. And Michael says, "What do you know about conflict resolution? Everything you want to do is get divorced." And you can see Toby here looks very annoyed with that little jab. Michael calls over to Pam and says, "Get Angela and meet us at the conference room." And Michael has a binder that is the mediator's tool chest. So now we have Michael, Angela, Pam, and Oscar in here. And Michael explains that there are five different types of conflict resolution. There's lose. Lose is one of them. There's, you know, neither of them get what they want. Oscar, very upset here. It's interesting because especially over the course of the show, Oscar and Angela definitely become close, but it's a long journey, you know. So there's win, lose, win, win. Number five is win, win, win. The difference here, we all win. The mediator wins for successfully mediating a conflict at work. In the disputed poster is the poster from the Christmas episode when they had the gift exchange, and it's the little kids playing the instruments. Angela says, "I feel I want to see it every day." It makes her feel like the babies are the true artists and God has a cute sense of humor. Michael's response is, "Seriously, that?" And Oscar says, "You know, this is creepy, bad taste. It makes me think of the horrible, frigid stage mutters. It's kitsch. It's the opposite of art. It destroys art and souls. It's more offensive than hardcore porno." Oscar's really leaning into that one. And Michael says, "Hey, let's have some brainstorm for a win-win-win." Angela, idea from Michael. Angela makes a shirt out of the poster that she wears. Or no, Oscar wears it. Because when she looks at Oscar, he will see it, but he will not see it. How about, and then Pam says, Angela keeps it up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Compromise. Style 3. Not ideal. Win-win. Make the poster into a t-shirt. Win-lose. Take the poster down. Compromise Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the answer is make the poster into a t-shirt. Win-win-win. Michael says it is done. Now we go back to the break room here. Creed gets his picture taken, and then he turns, like, for a mugshot photo. Creed. Great one. Pam hand delivers a save the date and says you shouldn't have the zip code. Angela says it's not my taste. Toby, now back at Toby's desk, and says, oh, great, you solved it. He pulls out a whole file of complaints, and Michael wants to see the rest of them. Michael, you and I have a conflict. Toby says no, puts his hand on it. Michael physically, like, rips it out of his hands. I had to use win-lose on that one. Not very pretty. Toby pulls out a box from his desk, and that is Dwight's. And Toby explains every Friday at 4, he has a standing appointment with Dwight, and he says that he's sending it to a special file in New York, and it's just a box under his desk. So now there's a shot of Oscar wearing the poster for his ID card as a shirt. First one, Kevin complains about Stanley for wearing his Miracle Whip without asking. Pam just, like, looks disgusted, or just Creed, sick of looking at the redhead, wants a seat facing reception. None of these complaints is against Michael. Toby has a separate folder for complaints against Michael. And has a pretty big folder of things that are just there. Michael comes out of the conference room and says, hey, who has gone to Toby about a problem? Did you get what you wanted, or were you listened to? Forget about the problem, move on. Michael says, that is outrageous. I love this place, and it pains me to see the negativity. Toby just looking, I can't tell if it's defeated or annoyed at the situation. So Michael's plan is to go through each of them. Phyllis Angela, you already did me. That's what she said. Nailed it. Michael says, Angela, you're in here an awful lot. You've complained about everybody in the office except Dwight. What is redacted? Just means someone withdrew it later. Angela looks very nervous. A bunch of complaints about Dwight redacted 6 months ago. And Pam knows the issue here. Says, let's move on. I volunteer. Does anybody have a problem with me? Okay, we got, she comes up in the front. It has been redacted. And does she have to plan her wedding on office time? Shouldn't she do that at home? She bullet glares Angela. And, you know, she's frustrated because it's like you can interpret that the wrong way, right? We all know what happens. We're fans. And the complaint from Kelly is, she calls Ryan, but he never calls back. Michael says, join the club. And she says, look, I was talking to my friend, Jim. Dwight tried to kiss me. and I didn't know how to feel about it. Dwight wants it redacted. Jim wants to really talk about it. The name is withdrawn. Does it go to the permanent behavior file in New York? Toby just says, like, sure. This is a good one here. Thanks for ratting me out. I find that hard to believe, because you have problems here, except for Bobblehead Joe. Pam is pissed. Pissed. Boy, in the men's room is whites only. And Creed said, why is there a picture of a white man on the door? Stanley doesn't care. Phyllis complained that Angela gives you dirty looks. And trying to get that off the party planning committee. And Phyllis, Stanley says you cry too much and it bugs him. Phyllis says we're close. He says we sit close. Toby's picture is like he sits down and gets right up. Now Pam is complaining to Jim and says, oh, you know, it was redacted. If she wants an invite, she's trying to be friends. Jim says, hey, what does Roy think about this? She says, oh, I try not to bother him with this stuff. Jim goes, oh, his thoughts and feelings. She just says, yeah. Now we've got Michael, Phyllis, and Angela in the conference room. And it's very tense. Now we have Michael, Creed, and Ryan, where he says, Creed has a distinct old man smell. And Creed says he, you know, grows beans in his drawer. Very nutritious. They smell like death. Solution. Angela, you are... Oh, so Kevin makes remarks to Angela. It's uncomfortable. The decision is Angela will make them at Kevin. Jim's back in the break room with Dwight and says, hey, look, we can take our picture together. We'll come in together every morning. And Dwight says he doesn't smile because showing teeth is a submission signal in primates. If somebody smiles at him, he just sees a mammal begging for his life. And Jim gives him a huge, hugely laminated card. I'm not a security threat. My middle name is Kurt, not Fart. Jim very happy with himself. Dwight, I have another complaint for Jim's permanent file. And Toby says I gave him the box. Toby now looks panicked at what he just said. And Dwight storms into the conference room where Stanley and Phyllis... 4 years of malfeasance, unavoidance. Whose side is Toby on? Whose side are you on? Very tense. Very, very tense. Dwight says, I can't work with Jim anymore. One of us is out of here by the end of today. Michael looks shocked. Dwight says, do the right thing. I deserve this. Michael finds it funny that his ID says he's a security threat. Dwight doesn't like that. Now we have everybody back in the bullpen, and Dwight is telling Jim that there's a sales position at Stanford and is now chanting transfer to Jim. And offers to call Jan. Michael says, both of you in the conference room. No one leaves till this is worked out. Cage match. Michael explains, how could they not be working? Everybody would still be in the cage. I won't repeat all of the things in here. Because this is just like gold. This is one of the best, one of the great scenes here. But it's a lot of great pranks that Jim has done to Dwight over the years. And Jim Halpert said there's an abandoned infant in the women's room. I saw Meredith on the can. And it's like each one, Dwight gets a little bit more annoyed and pissed off. And Jim, like, starts off thinking that was funny. And, you know, he's explaining some of them. But then, you know, this one he just says, you know, hearing them all together sounds kind of mean. They don't sound that funny one after another. But he does deserve it, is what he says. And, yeah, he's definitely contemplating all of the ways he spends his time. We have a scene here in the kitchen with Angela and Phyllis. Phyllis shuts the door. Everybody's just kind of annoyed with each other. That's what you get when you air all the grievances. Pam shooting glances at Michael. Ryan angry. And then Michael's now making the analogy that it's a shiatsu massage, right? It's super painful. Some people throw up. Toby looks like, hey, you satisfied now, buddy? Now we're back in the conference room with Dwight and Jim. Says, hey, maybe Stanford would be cool. Bigger market, higher volume. Says, maybe we should both go. Dwight says, I have a girlfriend. Sure you do, Dwight. Then Dwight says, are you going to transfer, Jim, or not? And Dwight says, I want an answer by tomorrow. Later in the week. So Michael is able to essentially do what Toby did and have him air it. And they grab, I can't remember this actor's name. He's the guy who he plays a role, a writer role on 30 Rock later on. But he's a photographer. And Michael says, hey, just get a picture of us here before, you know, as a group shot for the newsletter. And kind of brings everybody in together. Takes a picture. No one wants to smile. Jim, big yawn there. And one more. The guy says that'll be another 20. And as Michael's negotiating with the guy, he says, look, let's save the date. And Jim says, I'm the one that complained. I didn't know he was going to write it down. Just venting. One day, Pam looks, she really effectively goes from like angry to just kind of disappointed. And Michael keeps paying the guy $20. And no one's happy at all. Michael says, it's hard getting a picture of 15 people. He did not give me a discount. Eight times added up. What is that? $200? Yeah. And Michael says, I'm an expert at Photoshop. And he just put in a bunch of different pictures, people's heads from different pictures in there. And, at the end here, Jim leaves a message for Pam and says, you know, he's got a doctor's appointment in the city. And it shows Jim interviewing with Jan for presumably the Stanford position, which we now know. We all know. Michael saying, you know, Toby will never understand how the cage match works. Toby hiding a storage box down in the warehouse, presumably Michael's file, so that No one sees it. And that's a wrap on conflict resolution. And now, I mean, we're off to the races here. This is the gold, right? So excited to continue on into season two and wrap it and then get into season three. I assumed when I started this I would go through the whole series, but it's like flying by. It's just flying by. So thank you everybody for listening, as always. I appreciate it. Hope you are rested and asleep right now. And I will see you in the next episode. Good night. Sleep tight. This has been a great Scott production.